This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
This is All Fantasy Everything, the podcast where we fantasy draft anything and everything from the world of pop culture, from birds to condiments and everything else in between. And trust me, there's a lot in between. Today, we're drafting the best voices, because what are podcasts but voices? Will any of us draft each other? Probably not. It doesn't go down like that. Joining us, as she is for the entire month, is Katie Nolan, host of the Sports Podcast, and a talent in so many other fields, I can't name them right now without going on for too long. Also joining me, as always, are comedians Sean Jordan and David Bory. I'm your host, Ian Carmel. Let's hear that beautiful theme music. Welcome to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything. The podcast has, count them up, two candles going right now. Mm-hmm. Two candles. Will they meet each other in link enchanting smells, or will they go to war, creating something terrible in the room I'm sitting in right now? Stay tuned to find out.
What are the candles? What are the scents?
One of them is juniper and spruce by Near and Native, and the other is Lys, which is in reach by Diptyque.
Okay.
Whoa! You got those expensive candles. I just had to explain the existence of expensive candles to Dan last week. I was like, you know, there's people who buy like gourmet candles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he knows one of them because he knows me.
I did not take you for a Diptyque.
Oh, I'm an expensive candleman. I'm an expensive candleman.
Yeah, he's where I got it. Now I got a Moroccan wood up in the bedroom.
That's right.
What?
Because I trust both those things.
Do you say you're rocking wood? You're rocking wood up in the bedroom?
Come on, guys. Don't.
No reason to talk about your boners, huh?
This is a PG-13 podcast.
It is a PG-13 podcast.
I appreciate. Let's talk about
it. Oh, God. You got to. Okay, I was babysitting the other day. And this kid, I was babysitting. He's friends with. Listen, this is fucking awesome.
I'll allow it.
He's friends with Laura's nephew. All right. So I was babysitting him. I ended up babysitting him.
I'm so glad my name hasn't been said on the podcast yet. I can still creep out of this room.
All right, Katie Nolan's here, by the way. Let's keep everyone on their toes.
Listen to this.
Foiled again.
So there was a skeleton on the wall.
In the closet now.
There's a skeleton on the wall. It was holding a bone. And he looks at it and he goes, yeah, this is the skeleton. We call him Boner because he has bones and stuff. And he did not say it at all, ironically. He doesn't know what a boner is. And I could not talk for 10 minutes, probably. You've never heard a kid say that. Just like, yeah, we call him Boner because he throws bones.
You never heard a kid say that?
Oh, my God, in a few years, this is bad. It's going to be bad.
I don't believe you never heard a kid say that.
Not knowing what they were saying, though. Oh, it's the thing. He did not.
How old did you say?
He's 5.
Oh, my God.
And he wasn't talking about boners like David just was, where he said, I wouldn't let that
to me. Don't do that to me. Don't do that to me.
His family just lets him call the skeleton Boner? This is on him, not on...
Nobody checked that?
Somebody should step in.
He's going to go to Zoom school like, oh, yeah, I was playing with Boner in the closet yesterday.
I was dying.
I showed my Boner to my dad. Whoa, hey, what's up?
And Uncle Sean. He comes over sometimes.
It was very funny. Anyway, sorry, David, I caught off your sex story about your room. You were talking about your wood in your room.
It wasn't even a sex story. It was that I have a Moroccan wood candle.
Sounds like a sex story.
I'm rocking wood.
Listen, years ago, when I was a younger man, 32-year-old David, Moroccan wood. He would have done that. 33, not so much.
No.
Mm. No.
Dignified.
It's gross.
Dignified.
Yeah. Dignified.
What's a boner? I don't even know.
Erect penis.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well,
slang term for
erect. Get this thing back on some semblance of rails.
I tried. I can't. You know what I mean? I can only drive the train so far.
Well, tell the erection specialist over here to fucking stop talking potty on the job.
Listen, David. What I think we all are waiting for.
Yes.
is an Acqua di Gio or whatever update.
Okay, so
Acqua di Gio?
Acqua di Gio.
An Acqua
di Gio. So here's what happened. Update, dude.
I always thought it was one word, and then I saw it, and I was like, oh, that does make more sense than Acqua di Gio.
It's like six words.
Like aphrodisiac.
Yeah, I think so. So here's what happened. First of all, apparently I was very drunk. Another scent came in the next day.
I'll buy
what?
That.
You ordered two?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
What's the other one? I've done that.
Tell me you got Sauvage.
Sauvage
by Dior.
You got Sauvage?
Is that crazy?
Isn't Sauvage, isn't that Robert Pattinson's?
It's the Johnny Depp cologne.
I didn't know.
I was just clicking stuff. I didn't know.
You're going to smell like patchouli.
Great.
You're going to smell like, in the commercial, he buries jewelry in the desert for no reason.
Uh-huh.
That's what you smell like.
I'm for that, though.
He is Jack Sparrow.
I'm all for hidden treasures.
So wait, so how are we doing with the scents? Did you try them both out?
Yes, I like them both, but what I had to do was I had to spritz, and then I had to wrist,
yes,
middle arm, behind the neck, behind the knee.
Woo, behind the knee?
And then I had to sit in it for like 45 minutes, just like chilling. And then I smelled it. Amazing.
Yes.
I didn't know.
And that's just one spritz for all those locations, right?
That's one spritz for all.
I can't wait until he graduates to the spray the room and then walk into it.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that was graduating. I thought that was summer school.
It feels advanced to me. It is the easiest to do. It's all about spraying it in the right spot. Otherwise, you're going to have like a very scented shoulder.
It turns out that's not how you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to spray. You're supposed to go wrist.
Yeah,
and this is according to Gentleman's Quarterly.
Supposed to?
You're supposed to do it where your heart beats, right? Like wherever you can feel a pulse. Isn't that?
That's
some...
what they said online.
Really? Because then, do you ever seen anybody just spreading it on their chest? That's stupid.
Well, yeah, but I use Vicks VapoRub as cologne, so yes,
that's right.
I knew that about you.
Yeah, I'm methylated. Everybody knows that.
My man smells healthy.
Yeah,
smells like a cool cigarette.
Yeah, I definitely smell like Newport.
It's that kind of podcast, and I love it.
Ultimately, it is that kind of podcast.
It is that kind of podcast.
That podcast. I was in Palm Springs over the weekend. Ooh, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, baby. Sitting by a pool.
You could see it on your face.
Playing a petanque. I am tanned.
What is petanque?
Petanque. It's basically bocce ball, but it's French.
Why does everybody have to say, like, this is our version of this? Why didn't we all just name it the same thing?
I don't know.
Ball, they also call it. But, yeah, petanque is what...
Ball? Like bowl. I think, like, wole-bole.
Okay.
That's
what it's called.
Has to be so funny.
I know. These are sharper in the morning, I will say.
Oh, sharper when
it's not at the end of the day.
I just ate a big salad, so I'll get up to speed in about 15 minutes. We were playing like petanque and table tennis, and I ate a cake that my girlfriend baked for me. Ooh, it was good.
Because it was your birthday.
It was my birthday. Lemon meringue. Or lemon curd. Raspberry.
Curd.
Fucking delicious. There was a curd and a dude. The curds.
It looked good, man. I saw it on Instagram where the kids hang out.
Kurdistan. And I was standing it.
Man, I keep forgetting to look at Instagram.
That's why I forgot
your birthday. That's a good excuse.
Yeah, I posted a lot of reminders on both Twitter and on Instagram.
Yeah, he did.
I'm glad you did because I wasn't there to do it. That's my job on your birthday is to hype that it's your birthday.
Exactly. And
I failed you.
Nolan wasn't doing it. No one was doing it. Huh? Mm-hmm. That's not true. There were a lot of well-wishers, and I thank you all.
Yeah, come on, man.
Sean Jordan is here. Sean S. Jordan on Twitter. Sean Cougar Melon Jordan on Instagram.
Uh-huh. That's about it. A lot of those out there.
Oh, I thought David was going to sneeze, and we were going to get it on mic.
I thought so, too. I don't know why
that happened.
I'm sorry, guys.
Sean Jordan, hair getting longer.
Yeah,
hair is getting into a ponytailable area.
It's a ponytail. Yeah.
The ponytail.
I put a pony table in this morning, and it creeped out Laura.
What color hairbands are you rocking?
It's black.
I'm going to get you some scrunchies.
I can't. Yeah. I mean, it's also, it looks like it's making your hats fit different. You just look like a completely different guy.
I like it, though.
There's no way to put a hat on decently right now. I look like such a dipshit.
You look like you're in a different decade. It's wild.
It's giving you HGH face, dude. It's just changing everything.
I do. The hat is up on my head. Like, it should be down like that, but it's up because my hair just poofs it. And if I put it backwards, it's no help. See that? It's on the side. It looks insane.
I don't like that.
No, it certainly is not.
I don't like that.
And you usually look good in a backwards hat.
You look like the guy that the DARE program brings in to sit backwards on a chair and be like, I did drugs, and here's why you shouldn't.
I've seen it all. You ever kissed your stepdad?
I'm just whispering to kids. All they're doing is showing you how to roll a joint the right way. Pay attention. That's all they're really doing.
I know. This is how you make.
This is how you buy weed and get good weed. Smell the weed that they're passing around.
I was thinking about that the other day. If we're looking for random thought lines to follow, is like, isn't it weird? But at the same time, maybe the only thing that makes sense that we teach kids about their bodies in school.
Yeah,
it's like a very awkward thing. But at the same time, we should all know much more about our bodies than
we should know more about our bodies.
We should all be kind of doctors because we're like, there's something wrong. You should know. I don't know. I think that's wild. Anyway, been smoking a lot of weed in quarantine.
Yeah. Corn weed. That doesn't work. The salad is fucking bringing me down. Now that you pointed it out.
What'd you put on it?
Nothing. I raw dog salads now. It's just the lettuce and protein.
Me too. Salad dressing is like, it's...
That's where all the calories are.
It's very look at me. It's very showy.
Yeah, but you can put... You know what you should do is you should put hot sauce on it. There's very low calorie. Very low calorie.
A lot of sodium in a hot sauce.
Well,
you
I don't
guys,
care.
You guys, stop it. You're not being serious.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
You don't even put like vinegar and oil?
Nah.
What's up?
Because like, I feel like if I put like oil and vinegar on a salad, like.
Katie, sit down.
That doesn't make it good enough to me to where it's worth even the negligible calories in an oil and vinegar or in a vinaigrette.
But
it just doesn't do it for me. I'm just as happy.
But it's the flavor.
I like the flavor of lettuce. I'll say it right here.
But then, okay. We can table that, put that on the pony table, and we will talk about that in a second.
Radishes.
Doesn't it just seem like the ingredients are making the lettuce wet, and then the lettuce is just kind of weirdly wet?
Yeah, I like wet lettuce. I don't mind it one bit.
Isn't that what salad dressing does? That's my problem with it.
But it's not wet, and like salad dressing makes it like coated. But wet, like just a randomly wet.
It makes it wet. Come on, it makes
it soggy.
This just
feels wrong. I can't picture eating it. What do you put in your salad? Maybe that will help me.
It's like I'll do a lettuce, green onions, radishes, sometimes cucumbers. pepperoncini on the odd occasion. But since I had the high BP, kind of cut that out a little bit. I'll just fuck around and eat a salad. Nothing on it. I'll just eat a big wet pile of kale sometimes too. I'm like,
I've seen that.
Sometimes you get into a food is fuel like mindset, you know?
Yeah, I've never been there, but that sounds awesome. But I can't relate to that even a little. I get lettuce off of my tacos. I take it off my burgers.
That's insane, really, Katie.
Off my sandwich. I don't want lettuce on anything.
I'm gonna go nuts right now. That's fucking nuts.
See, I'm so glad you said that, not because it wasn't hurtful, but I'm glad you said it because now I know you feel how I'm feeling about you guys talking about eating salad.
Okay, I understand. I get that. I just wanted you to know how I felt.
I'll tell you what will introduce you to a dry salad with no dressing on it is a Armenian nurse practitioner shaving half your chest to put a heart monitor on. Then you're like, I don't miss ranch dressing whatsoever at all.
I picked dressing first and then theme my salad to my dressing.
I was once exactly like you. That was my favorite thing to do. I was a green goddess. I worshipped the green goddess.
Because you've probably been to a just salad and waited till the end and looked at the dressings and been like, I've made a terrible mistake.
Oh, absolutely.
You have to start there and then go backwards.
It's the worst. You build a salad that you get to the end of the line is like begging for a raspberry vinaigrette and all you want is blue cheese. And you're like, I can't put blue cheese on this. Who the fuck would I be if I did that? Yeah.
Or you find yourself putting ranch on like mozzarella.
Yeah,
you're
ranch
like,
on mozzarella.
Why did I do that? I didn't mean to do that.
I'll choke it down, but like I'm not happy about it. I'm gonna eat it
in all its creamy goodness, but still. Man, look at us having nothing in common with salads.
I would eat a spoonful of ranch with mozzarella and that's it. I don't even need a salad. I think it sounds
now
good.
Sean, I was kind of hoping this would be where we're on the same page and they're on the other page, but you went and did it.
We're not even in the same book.
Sean's a chaos agent, dude.
Sean's a completely
Sean's
different
Omar
book.
From The Wire. He's not on anyone's side.
Unless you're reading a manifesto, we're not on the same page. I'm fucking crazy.
You never had a cheese salad, Katie?
He's on a scroll. It's not even a page.
I put shredded cheese on sandwiches before. I go nuts.
I don't think that's that crazy.
Why is that nuts? You just took a soft right turn.
You ever put...
You just gently pulled into a driveway.
You put shredded cheese on sandwiches?
If I don't have any other cheese, look, I got nothing in my fridge. When quarantine first hit, I was like, am I dead? And then they were like, no, don't worry. Restaurants are still going to do delivery. I was like, my God, I would be dead.
Yeah.
So yeah, shredded cheese. If I'm making a sandwich, I'll put it on there if I want to.
Anything I put on anything is shredded because I spend a lot of time in the gym, dude. So what I do is shredded. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Shredded cheese. The bread's shredded, dude, because I touched it.
Mm.
Dog.
Shredded
property.
I tried to do it.
Yeah, I got nothing coming up.
Nothing to promote, dude. David Borey is here as well. Cool guy joke 77 on Instagram. Whee! The G is silent on Twitter, if anyone was wondering. How you doing, man? What do you got coming up?
You know, I am, because I wrote on the last season of the Eric Andre Show, I am That's moderating right. a conversation with him and some other writers for the Adult Swim Festival.
Oh, that's fun.
I don't know what day it is.
not even sure if it's open to the public, but it is something I'm doing, and I wanted to let you guys know.
I don't know what day it is a general statement,
yeah,
not
I was gonna
linked
say it's
to
Monday.
The appearance, right?
Yeah, no. That's just I don't know anything, right? And then I'm doing some other, you'll see it when you see it. Don't worry about me.
All right.
Don't keep your eye on the sparrow.
Don't even worry about me.
Mind your business.
Yeah, man. I'll mind mine.
Candy Noel on Twitter, Nady Colon on Instagram, if you can believe that. All she did there was flip the two letters.
Mm-hmm. Is that like when somebody has natty dreadlocks?
Yep.
No.
Okay.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now the implication is I have a natty butthole.
Well, what? You said it, not me.
Natty butthole.
Boy.
How did I miss that connection? I didn't get that at all.
Natty butthole, dude. That's what we used to call natty ice back at Westview High School.
I was going to try to make it, and then I was like, let Ian have this one.
Give me a 30 rack and natty butthole while you're
down. Dude, we were fucking pounding natty buttholes.
Well, that's different.
Take the wakeboard out. Get some natty buttholes on the
Take
lake,
the
dude.
Take the wakeboard out.
We spent all day in the sun, and then we got back to the cabin and pounded some natty butthole, dude. It was like a pretty solid day overall.
Dude, Steve got sunburn blisters on his feet, man. So many natty buttholes on the beach, dude. He just passed out.
I don't even know what's happening.
That happened to Kirschman, not Steve, by the way. I'm airing you out. I know you listen.
Get him.
Golly.
He came home and he had blisters on his feet, and he's like, yeah, I just drank in the sun for like 11 hours. I'm like, dog.
And the sun blistered his feet?
On the bottom of his feet?
No, like the tops. He couldn't walk for like...
You gotta put sunscreen on your feet, guys. You gotta do it. That's a mistake.
I didn't know that. I learned a lesson that day.
That is a mistake.
You have to. I learned that lesson once.
Ears, too. Ears will fuck you up.
Put it everywhere. Put it fucking everywhere.
Yes, that is the ideal, yeah. These are just places people forget.
I love you guys, but sometimes I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Natty buttholes.
Natty buttholes? Like, it's a nickname for natural ice, like a natty ice or a natty light.
Natty Delight?
But it tastes like butthole.
Natty Delight.
Nobody's ever called it Natty Delight.
Natty Delight.
I like natties.
Natty D? Sure.
Guys, they all taste... Bush, Natty, they all taste the same. They're just like... It just tastes like beer. But then there's that little snarl at the end where you're like, oh, it's... Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It gets you. Oh. You're like, oh, that's a little bit sharp.
It's when you go pet a dog and then you ask, can I pet your dog while you're petting the dog? And then they're like, I don't know, man. And then you're like, and then it's like, nah. And you're like, okay. I guess I didn't ask. Okay. All right.
Oh,
that's
Natty
exactly
Light.
It.
Oh, shit. I went to, Katie, listen to the sports podcast with Katie Nolan.
Wait, no, please, more about Palm Springs.
For fuck's sake. I'll get into it. Don't you worry one bit. Don't you worry one bit, but there's a time and place for it.
And it's
as soon as you're done fucking yapping about whatever you got going on.
Whoa.
It's just a podcast. It's just the only other podcast on Earth. It's not
it's
a big
the
deal.
Other podcast. It is. We're excited.
It's the
about
other
it.
One that exists.
We're the two pontoons, and the world of listeners is the boat, dude. That's what's going on right now.
We're doing a. When does this come out?
Thursday.
Thursday.
Oh, we just did a live podcast, and you missed it. I'm sorry.
That's right. That's right.
I would like to invite everyone to come, but it happened 2 days ago.
It's too late.
I was crazy when OJ hacked into it.
Yeah, we were like, get out of here and put pants on.
Did I tell you guys what I saw on the street the other day?
No, but you're gonna right now, please.
It has to do with OJ?
Yeah, man. I was just walking, minding my own shit. I was in the park. There's this guy with a bullwhip. I was like, not the energy I'm fucking with, whatever. And this guy drives past and stops at the light. White Bronco,
Oh, oh.
Acquitted on the license plate.
Whoa.
Ho, ho. ACQTTD or whatever.
Is that well known? Does he drive around in a white Bronco that says acquitted?
No, I don't think it was him.
Oh.
I think he was like a super fan. I think he was a super fan.
That's even weirder.
How do you explain that to anybody? Like, oh, yeah. Hey, chicks, I got...
the first few dates, it's got to be a meet at the restaurant situation. There's no way he's picking her up. Like, that's a... I'll meet you there.
Is he pro-J? I don't know what the stance is. Absolutely.
You don't buy an entire car to make a statement against somebody. You are pro...
I did. I bought one to make a statement against the Bloods. That's why I got a blue Elantra.
You got a Nissan Leaf, and we all know it.
I got a 2017 Hyundai Elantra Crip Blue, and you can see me driving that fucking slap around anywhere. Slab.
What were those cars that with the hamsters?
It's mad clean, though. That's the Kia Soul. Kia. You're talking about the Kia Soul.
The Kia Soul.
No, the ones that looked like squares that were named like XB or something.
The Scion XBs. Yeah.
They were big when I was in college. I remember being like, these are so ugly.
They were marketed towards college kids. It was supposed to be like a get your first car.
Yeah, it was a terrible car.
Also a drug dealer car.
I'm just here getting my feelings hurt because I drive one. So
I know that my birthday. I know that you don't. I would smell it on you.
I wouldn't have been allowed in Brooklyn if I drove one.
That's right.
And you've seen me in Brooklyn. So anything else you got going on? Listen to sports, of course. It's a wonderful podcast that we all love. What else?
Well, if you got nothing to do today, you could tune into ESPN and just wait. And then maybe at some point I'll be there.
It's like bird watching.
Just turn it on and then you wait. It's beautiful once you catch a glimpse of it. But you got to really be committed to finding it. So just do that. Check your local listings.
Sure.
It's called fishing, not called catching. You know, it's about the time spent. It's about the time spent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My name is Ian Carmel, at Ian Carmel on Twitter, at Ian Carmel on Instagram, at Ian Carmel on Jewish Road, an electric bike at Corden's place. And it is so fucking fun. That's the last thing I wanted to bring up.
Wait.
Was that the last?
Was that Jewish Road, an electric bike at Corden's place?
Yeah.
I liked it.
He has an electric bicycle. Uh-huh. That you can pedal and it works like that, or it has a little fucking like throttle on it,
mm-hmm.
and you can throttle it and you can go like 20 miles an hour. And
what
we rode, we fucking throttled these bikes around this neighborhood and then like went onto a golf course and like drove these bikes.
Yeah,
and, like,
your life is different. I haven't left my house in 7 months.
Oh my God, I felt like a child last night. The wind was in my hair.
I'm ordering surprise colognes.
Yeah.
I'm sick of every restaurant I've ever eaten at.
Get out here to the West Coast.
I don't know when I showered last, but tell me more about your trip, Ian. It sounds like it was such a nice time.
It was lovely. I swam every day.
Were there fruity drinks?
There were fruity drinks left and right. Fruity. I had an Aperol Spritz last night before my adventuresome bike ride. It was beautiful.
Fancy girl.
We were on the bike ride when the Lakers won, so to me, it didn't happen.
Sure.
It never happened. I don't know who won. I'm not going to believe the fucking lying-ass media, I'll tell you that.
That's right.
Fake news.
Fake news
may say Lakers, but
I never had
nobody
COVID.
Nobody knows.
Who knows?
Question
really.
Everything.
I do. That's why you have a question mark at the end of sports, right? It's to remind people to question everything.
That's right, because I don't think we should take any of these ball-playing mechanisms as fact.
I won't do it. I refuse to do it. The wheels are spinning, and not just on the electric bike I was on, you know?
We get it, Ian.
I'm sorry. Listen to All Fantasy Everything. Watch The Late Late Show with James Corden on the Columbia Broadcasting System, where I am a second-rate Andy Richter, as someone told me on Twitter today.
Ew.
And listen.
I'll fight that person. Send me the at right now. I'll fight that person.
I'll send you the at. Listen, I'm happy to be a second-rate Andy Richter. Andy Richter, wonderful. Second-rate, pretty high up as far as rates go. It goes first,
That's
second.
True.
It has a grip more rates after that, you know?
That's true.
As someone who is a fifth-rate Andy Richter, second's a good place to be.
I was shooting for second for my whole career. I'm so happy to be there. Bonnie rate. First rate, second
Imagine,
rate.
Imagine, though, if you were a Bonnie rate Andy Richter, that would be a pretty cool thing to say.
That would have been a funny tweet. An actual funny tweet.
More like a Bonnie rate, and then it's just a Photoshop of me with, like, a little gray hair right here. Just a shock of gray hair.
Hello to that man.
Hello to that man.
Hater.
I hate her. That's about it, yo. That's all I really have to promote. That world peace, you know? I do it every day.
WP.
Jaw rules.
Try to get it out there every day. Jaw rules.
Mm. I don't want to say WP. I want that to clarify that I'm at world peace. These days.
Mm. You never know.
Yeah.
You do never
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
You never know.
That would be a turn. Post-quarantine. Late quarantine. I just got radicalized. I started watching some YouTube videos. I started clicking on some stuff.
What else does WP stand for?
White power.
Water pollution, Ian. Oh, duh. What?
I have hard water. I have hard
Flint,
water.
Flint, ever heard of it? God.
Get him.
Shit.
You close-minded.
Is this where it comes out that I'm anti-Flint having clean water? Because he's going to have some.
We're learning a lot about ourselves today.
David's into white power. I'm anti-clean water and Flint.
That was the first text Ian ever sent to me, was that he was anti-clean water in Flint.
Yeah.
That was back in like 07.
Mm-hmm.
I have all of your numbers now. That's something that brought me joy this week. Are we doing the part of the podcast where we share something that brought us joy this week?
Something dank that we're stoked about.
Yeah.
I was telling Laura something dank that I'm stoked on is I realize I have 4 pairs of pants right now. 4 pairs of wearable pants.
That's king shit. That's good, dude. That's really good.
Right there. That's like, because normally I have one and I rock them like a Hell's Angel till they're like disintegrated. And then I have to go get another pair. But now I have 4 pairs of pants.
I do. I have 4 pairs of pants too now. I just bought them from Uniqlo on sale.
Good.
It was dope.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
David, how many pairs of pants do you have?
Oh, I haven't worn pants since the Troubles. I haven't worn pants since March, Katie.
That's not a pant guy.
I don't know. I think maybe 3. I don't even know up there.
David's putting cologne on, calling it pants.
This is fascinating. Just watching you guys congratulate each other for owning 4 pairs of pants is fascinating.
We're really good friends.
4 is good.
I have 68,000 t-shirts and 4 pairs of pants.
Mm-hmm.
I have pairs of pants from like years ago that I feel guilty throwing. I have so many pairs of pants.
What are you talking about? Like 8?
No. I mean, well, you got to take into account that I like when I was constantly on a television show, there was like a lot of wardrobe, so I had to.
I will not take that into account. No.
Okay, fine. Well, then I'm going to seem a little extravagant with my pants having.
I will not.
To you, but I would say I probably have like 30 pairs of pants.
Oh, my God. How do you even make a decision?
I'm honestly, today, I reached the point of quarantine where I just looked at the stuff I keep saying I'm going to clean up, and I'm like, how does one have so much stuff? I think I just have to Marie Kondo. I know that's basic at this point.
No,
I think
it's
I just
fun,
have
though.
To start donating stuff and getting it out. I have too much stuff.
Yeah, 30 pairs is like, that's 26 too many pairs of pants.
Yeah,
four is low. I mean, are we including like dress pants?
I'm sorry, Katie. How many days of the week are there?
7.
How many stars in the sky?
There's
more. A lot more. I don't think you're saying what you think you're saying.
I don't think so either, but I started yelling, gonna keep yelling.
The truth is, I have 6 pairs of pants, but I didn't want to come in after Sean just said he had 4.
Thank you. I fucking knew it. You guys are always lying about your pants.
No, I really have 3.
30 pairs. I'm going to start calling you.
Oh, I'm going to wear these pants all night long. No, you're not.
No, I've never said that. What are you?
Yeah, I've never said that either.
Don't put words in my mouth.
Men. All I want to say is, who's ever seen me and 4 pairs of pants in the same room together? That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God, that's true.
Follow the breadcrumbs.
Sir. Are you just 4 pairs of pants? With a David on, who's to say?
Yeah. My heart is denim.
You're gonna like all 4 of you are gonna love this. Get a load of this, Katie. I'm gonna start calling you Pantsin because 30, lots. You know, that's a lot of pants.
That took so long to get there.
No, I didn't get it. I was gonna say
we took a side street.
Say it again.
More like Pantsin, 30 pairs of pants, Katie. I'm gonna start calling you Pantsin because lots.
Oh,
that's
okay.
A lot of pants.
You just had to sing it.
Yeah.
Because
I was
going to say you should call her Ted Pantsin.
Oh, Ted Pantsin is great. Yeah.
Okay. Sean, you want to try one out or are you all right?
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
There it is. Come on,
like
kid.
That.
There it is.
Double hung on jeans, though.
Tighten her up.
Khaki Minaj? Anything there?
No, I don't actually own a pair of khakis. I don't want to lie to people.
I had a khaki Minaj at the Gap one time.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, that's funny. Now, we are gathered here today not to khaki Minaj a Gap, but also to fantasy draft voices. Now, these are not singing voices. These are speaking voices. So we are fantasy drafting speaking voices. And the way we did determine the order of that draft is through a rollicking game, if you can believe it, of rock, paper, scissors, played between the 3 of you, and we throw on shoot. Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, boy.
Whoa, go again. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. John wins!
Oh, man.
Oh, fuck you, losers.
It's just because David and I are secure enough in our masculinity to throw paper first.
That's true.
Or second.
David threw rock first. I never
whatever,
win.
Sean.
A lot of stuff
I never
happened.
Win.
The rock first files. Sean, you are the winner of rock, paper, scissors. As such, it is incumbent upon you to determine the order of today's draft. But before you do, I will remind you it is a serpentine draft.
And what is that?
That's a great question, David.
I could explain it, but I could also let Jesus take the wheel. Katie had a decent one earlier, and the listeners just aren't, like, David doesn't get me explaining it. So.
I don't.
Yeah.
Katie, do you want to?
Don't put me on the spot like this. Then I can't make fun of you for doing it wrong.
Oh, you'll find a way. Don't worry.
Okay. You're right. is it the thing we were talking about before?
Yeah. Well, not David's boner in his room.
I don't think it actually works.
Okay.
We weren't talking about my boner. Don't do that.
Hacky Minaj.
It's like in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation when Chevy Chase is putting all the Christmas lights on the roof. So he goes up and he starts on the left side of the house and he puts lights all across the side and then he goes all the way to the right and then goes down a little bit. So he spends some time on the right, just a little bit.
Smart. I like this.
And then he goes all the way back over to the left and then spends a little time, just goes down like maybe 2 inches and then all the way back to the right and then goes down like an inch and a half or something. He doesn't have like a ruler or anything. He just kind of, you know, uses this part of his knuckle, which is like supposed to be an inch. So he goes down like 1.5 of those.
Top of his knuckle. He pulls the top of his knuckle.
The top of his knuckle. That's
top of his
top of his knuckle. And then he goes all the way to the left and then down a little bit. And then just kind of does that until something zany happens and makes it one of my favorite movies of all time. Does that make sense, David?
Basically, what it means is if you pick fourth in the first round, you pick first in the second round. It's essentially what it means.
I get it. I get it now.
All right.
So
yeah. Quite. Denim M.
Damn.
Oh, okay.
That was another pants pun I just thought of. Denim M.
Like Eminem?
Yeah, but Denim M.
Denim M. I can't say that. I'm gonna mess that up. Denim M.
Denim M.
That's like synonym and cinnamon.
Cinnamon sticks.
Cinnamon.
I like to put cinnamon into my
Keith sweatpants. Huh?
Ooh,
nice.
That I like.
Okay, I like that one.
Okay, Keith.
Actually.
And on the strength of Keith sweatpants, what about Katie?
Earl sweatpants. Is that too much already?
Oh,
it's there already.
It was complicated.
What about Michael Jortston?
Michael Corden. No,
Michael
James Corden.
James Corduroy.
Sure.
I'll text
Corduroy Rogers.
Corduroy Patterson.
Rogers, you can do better than that. Corduroy Orbison.
Ooh.
Corduroy Orbison. Oh,
Corduroy Jones Jr.
There you go.
I got a Taraji P overalls. Huh?
Nope. No, I don't.
Yes. Yep. You see how it works?
Yep.
Yeah, I like it that we could just do anybody. Al Gabardine.
Wait, Michael B. Jordan?
Michael B. Jordan for sure.
Okay, cool. I thought that might be the case, but I wasn't sure. Now, Sean, now that you understand how a serpentine draft works, what will the order of today's serpentine draft be, George?
Katie.
Oh, no.
Myself. Ah. David Ian.
Okay. I'll take that.
I thought you'd be stoked.
No, that was super nice of you. I just, this is a thing that happens to me every episode, and I always think it's because of the topic, but it isn't. I think it may be universal, that there's like a clear 1, 2, 3 that like need to get picked. But that I always prep like I'm going to have the end of the draft. So I always assume they'll be gone.
Okay.
And so now I've got like a lot of ones that are like the ones I like, but you can't do a draft of voices and not pick the main guys.
We caught some big city heat for not taking the big guys last time.
Yeah,
Burt
dude.
Reynolds and Tom Selleck. Yeah.
I feel like if you got the first round pick, you got to pick one of the big dogs.
There's one that if we get out of here without doing it. But that being said, I'm picking from my heart all the way through.
Yeah, me too. I don't, you know.
Picking from your heart.
It's scary to be the one who has to set the tone.
Don't let the internet push you around.
Oh, no, I'm not listening to the internet. I'm just, like, wondering if I should listen to my heart or if I should listen to my brain.
Honestly, as someone who does neither.
Okay. Why don't you listen to this dick?
Whoa. No boners, Katie. We said that.
Sorry.
My brain is my heart because I'm a warrior poet. Now, we don't need to get into that right now, but I am a warrior poet, and I'd like you to just keep that in mind as you listen to this podcast, everyone at home.
Cargo Roby.
Oh, that's okay. Really good.
That's really great.
All right, anyway. That's great. I suppose we're going to say
Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, okay,
no, yeah. It's all right. Sean, Katie, you were the first pick on the board in the Speaking Voices All Fantasy Everything Draft. We will get to that pick right after this short break.
This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Wondery. The early 2000s was a breeding ground for bad reality competition series from shows like Kid Nation, CBS's weird, like Lord of the Flies style social experiment that took 40 kids to live by themselves in a ghost town. Sounds insane. To The Swan, a horrifying concept where women spent months undergoing a physical transformation and then were made to compete in a beauty pageant. Also sounds insane. On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Recently, The Big Flop looked at The Swan, a competition show between women who were hoping to transform their physical appearance. The problem, the women were isolated for weeks, berated, operated on, and then were ranked by a panel of judges. Unsurprisingly, it led to trauma for the contestants and terrible reviews. Follow The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus. This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Policy Genius. Now, something you can really do for your family this spring, something you want to do. Sure, you want to go get in shape. You want to learn how to do the splits. You know, you got to redo the bathroom. One thing you can do, that's all me, by the way. I want to learn how to do the splits. Shopping for life insurance with Policy Genius as part of your financial planning for the year. Getting life insurance just means that you have a peace of mind. So if something's going to happen to you, if it were to happen to you, your family can cover the expenses while getting back on their feet. That's what life insurance is for. And luckily, Policy Genius helps you compare your options from top life insurance companies and their team of licensed experts. They're on hand just to kind of talk you through it. So I have life insurance through no effort of my own. My wife did everything as she does, but I was sort of on the sidelines of the project, and it was such a hard thing she had to do. She had to go through and compare everything, find all the quotes herself, but it helps me sleep tremendously, especially now that we have a kid. Also, it's a bummer to talk about, but once you get it out of the way, you don't have to talk about it again. And that's where Policy Genius comes in. They make it the easiest and quickest possible situation you can have. Policy Genius has licensed award-winning agents, technology that makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers. Just a few clicks, you're going to find the lowest price. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams, which, you know, I've always wanted to avoid unnecessary medical exams. Nothing new for your boy. So if that sounds like something you're into, Policy Genius can get it done. They also work for you, not the insurers. That means they don't have some sort of quota they got to meet. They're not hitting like bonus numbers or anything. They just want you to get the best quote possible and the best insurance for you. So they're out for you, not the insurance companies, which, holla at your boy. That's what we're looking for. Save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. A huge one for me, you know, just people pleasing. And it's, you say it like it's a bad thing. It's just something that you need to get under control. All of these stressors, you know, you keep them bottled up, it starts to affect you negatively. Everybody. You don't have to feel weird if this stuff affects you. It affects everybody. And there's people, again, myself included, who walk around trying to front like it doesn't, but it does. It always does. It always has. And therapy is a safe place to just get things off your chest. You need to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down, all those problems. Even if you just want to vent or kvetch about somebody, go to therapy. Get them new ears on it. You know what I'm talking about? Get it somebody who they're going to leak it to. They're not going to tell your homies. Go let them know. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries, how to do all those things that make you be a better you. As hokey as that sounds, that is what we are all going for. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. All right? Give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's convenient, flexible, and it's also suited to your schedule. All right? You just fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist. You switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. If you don't like the cut of your therapist's jib, as it were, go on and switch. BetterHelp has got your back. They want it to work just like you do. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/allfantasy today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/allfantasy.
Yeah, and we're back. Welcome back to All Fantasy Everything, the only podcast that has ever existed other than, of course, sports with Katie Nolan. Those are the only two. If you've heard something and it sounded like a podcast, but it wasn't either All Fantasy Everything or sports with Katie Nolan, it was probably a fucking Huey Lewis and the News album. And yeah. Sometimes that's called sports too, but there's other names. There's other names too. All right, Katie Nolan, it is time for your first pick in the Speaking Voices draft. We'd love to hear it. And so would America. Okay.
All right. And Canada. Well, with the first pick, I'm going to take David Attenborough.
Yes, you are.
That's pretty
good.
Yes, you are.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Because I knew it would elicit so that bad. Reaction from Ian. Oh,
fuck. That was going to for sure be my first pick.
But I left somebody else on the board. So yeah. Maybe you'll get a, you know, I just went crazy and picked a quarterback. Look, David Attenborough, that voice. We've all watched Planet Earth.
Oh, yeah.
And I miss it because I can't watch Planet Earth now because my dog, if she hears animal sounds, just barks at the TV and doesn't stop barking. And I'm like, David is speaking. But she doesn't know any better.
Behold, maybe David Attenborough could narrate all the documentaries.
Do Ballers. Do David Attenborough on Ballers.
A famous documentary.
Yeah. Was it not?
Hold on a second. I just purchased the Kansas City Chiefs. Behold, as a character played by Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Behold, as a character played by Dwayne The Rock Johnson, clad in a circus tent amount of chambray fabric, crawls into a monster truck in an effort to win over the populace of Las Vegas, Nevada. He jumps the truck over a ramp, rolls it, and emerges unscathed. The crowd has not been in a furor like this since either Siegfried or Roy were bit by that tiger.
I loved it.
Really good.
I fucking loved it.
Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Yeah. Ooh.
A glass of Riesling is poured, free of the knowledge that it will soon be all over a DKNY blouse. Its lifespan will not exceed...
DKNY?
Yeah, dude.
It works.
That not cool anymore? Donna Karen, New York. Are the Housewives not rocking that anymore?
I think they're much more expensive than that now, but I've respected your knowledge of women's fashion.
Dolce and Gabbana.
Ooh. The best thing that David Attenborough says is because he's a nature guy, and it's always a nature doc, but he says sloth, not sloth, which is just a joy to hear him pronounce words differently than we say them.
He also spells favorite with a U.
Favorite.
That doesn't normally come through, though. We're kind of talking like audio medium.
Maybe for your ears.
That's true. Peasant
dumb ears. Dumb Americans. We're just some dumb Americans.
David Attenborough's great. I forgot how great you can sing. You are an amazing singer.
Stop it.
You are. I remember that now from the Disney draft. Oh, my God. You are. You're such a great singer.
Thanks.
Let's hear it.
Come on. You gotta give it. Give me some.
Let's hear it.
All right, Katie, sing.
You do the all right part, and I'll do the dumb.
No. Dumb Americans.
You want some dumb Americans. That was beautiful. That was
Katie, what a good
You would think
voice.
I was right here in the room.
Like an angel touched my
gosh. Oh my God.
That was crazy.
Wow. You want to do a Mariah Carey vocal run now? Oh my God. Okay, I'll count you in.
Katie, do Careless Whisper real quick. The Careless Whisper. Katie, amazing.
That was beautiful. That was so good. Wow.
I didn't even know they said good.
Katie, do Armor Hot Dogs.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Hot dogs. Ama hot dogs. What kind of kids like Ama hot dogs? Fat kids, skinny kids, skids who climb on rocks. Tall kids, short kids, even kids with chicken pox likes hot dogs. Ama hot dogs. The dogs, kids, love to munch.
Oh my God! Your voice is so beautiful,
and also that raspy register.
Yeah,
I love
smoking
it.
A lot of cigarettes.
Husky. I love it. It's mm-hmm. good on you. It looks good on you.
Method singer.
I don't like to use Menthol the word chanteuse. Singer, I don't like I'll to use you. The word chanteuse, but I will right now. You're a chanteuse.
You, that got me. That
what
got
is
me.
Armor Hot Dogs?
You know, from the Demolition like, Man.
Do the whole song again.
That one skinny one.
Still have the chicken pox.
I thought that was a hit. Was that not a hit?
It's really
a
hit. Good.
That was a West Coast really hit.
Okay, that was a West Coast hit.
David Attenborough, that is an amazing pick. One Thanks. Of the best voices that there is in the world. Sean Jordan, time for your first pick.
You know, just to do it, Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hell
just
yeah.
Got to be done
to get it out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. All right. Some powerhouses are going right off the bat on this one.
Do you mean yeah. Morgan Freeman from the 21 Savage album?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean okay. that Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
You guys didn't listen to the.
Ooh. Okay. Ian. No, it's cool.
Morgan Freeman.
I didn't know you booked him for the podcast. Hello, Morgan.
Thanks. No. Thank you for having me on the podcast. I can't really do a Morgan Freeman.
I mean, it was a limited fake. You had me for like three words.
Mm-hmm. Morgan Freeman.
I could just say all of my impressions are just that celebrity saying their own name.
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman.
There's somebody who may get picked that is the best example of that.
Oh, I can't wait.
What's the Shawshank reference? I'd like to say the sisters left him alone that day.
I'd like to tell you the sisters left him alone.
I don't think this is maybe going as good as
No, I didn't sound like Morgan Freeman at all.
Am I allowed to do this?
It feels weird.
I don't think so.
It does feel weird, right?
It didn't at first, and it certainly does
if
now.
If it's this bad, it feels weird. Yeah. It definitely. So, Sean, you do it, though. Sean, you should try, though. In a
Sean,
big way.
Try Sean, it. Do it with your chest.
Sean, it takes three strikes to get out, so go ahead and give it three big tries.
I'd like to say this. All I'm doing is talking like I'm trying to whisper, but still like sound tough.
Careful.
His voice has a way of sounding like his vocal cords are always vibrating.
Yeah.
Which I think they are. Everyone's are. I think that's how talking happens. But his just sound like they're bound. Like it's just like.
Yeah.
So lovely.
It's fantastic.
Okay. Oh, that's the other lady from that movie. Never mind.
I could do without the earring most of the time, but that's not his voice. You know, that's just
what?
He's very specific.
He sneaks that earring in there for interviews and stuff, and I'm like, hey, Morgan.
What's your issue with it?
I don't know. I'm just not thrilled about it.
Is it a stud or a hoop?
I think it's a little bit of both. It's one of those tiny little hoops. And I'm just like, I don't need it.
I could do without the earring.
I'll be honest, I could do without the earring.
Yeah.
I wish somebody said that to Michael Jordan.
I'll be honest, I could do without the Hitler mustache.
You know, I'll be honest, I could do with. I didn't need that.
It's slowly getting bigger. It's gonna be 2045. It's gonna be like a Latina teen hoop.
Is he gonna get like a gauge?
Yeah. Yo, Michael Jordan is the kind of old guy who would get a gauge though, and you just be like with like those long icicle ones, and you're like,
what
the fuck is going on here, icicle. Bro?
Yeah, nobody can tell him anything, man. In fact, if you tell him not to do it, that's when he'll do it the hardest.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, Morgan Freeman. There we go.
Morgan Freeman. Can I give the impression one more try?
Yeah. No,
wait,
you got
many,
to now.
How many strikes have you had?
It doesn't matter.
I think just two.
All right.
It's a new at-bat.
Okay. Yes.
Young fellas like yourself can wear a suit and a tie and have a job.
Whoa, Ian.
Yeah, Ian, it's not working. It doesn't sound like him at all.
Really, you sound like shit.
Yeah, that's kind of a bad.
Am I sorry for what I did? Well, I am. There's not a day goes by I don't feel regret.
Was that good at all or no?
Sorry, did you drink some lemon juice? What happened?
Yeah. I think people will hear the effort.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm giving it a shot. Every day, you got to put yourself out there. And I did. So, okay. Morgan Freeman, great pick. Morgan Freeman. What was the last movie he did?
He was on the 21 Savage album last week. It was amazing that 21 Savage got. Nobody else saw it. That was great.
I haven't listened to the 21. I was riding electric bikes with a British guy. I don't have time to listen to that 21.
That's fair.
I was out kick butting with a bunch of teenagers.
He narrates the whole 21 Savage album. It's incredible.
Really?
Yeah, it's wild.
All right.
Wow.
Still not the last movie he did, but thanks for all that.
It's a movie, Sean.
21 Savage's life is a movie, bro.
It's a movie. ISSA, it's a movie. Sean.
Is he the one that did the go the fuck to sleep?
I'm going to leave, guys. I don't know what's
Morgan
going on.
Morgan Freeman, did he read Go the Fuck to Sleep?
The book? Yeah, I think so. Narrated it?
I think so.
Probably.
That was his last project, I believe.
Go the Fuck to Sleep.
When was that? Because this 21 Savage album was last week.
Well, it came out today, David.
Did it come out today, really?
Was Morgan Freeman on the 21 Savage album?
No, I see how it is. Why don't you guys just talk about boners then? All right?
You brought it up.
I thought you would never ask.
Most of the kittens, the lambs have laid down with the sheep. You are cozy and warm in your bed, my dear. Please go the fuck to sleep.
That was tight. The windows are dark. I've never heard that.
Katie, that was amazing. Katie's got a good Morgan Freeman on her too.
Katie should do it.
It hurts to do for a long time.
It's deep. It's down there. You gotta get the shovel and the gravel on that one. That's for sure. That's for sure. David, it is time for your first pick. Morgan Freeman, David Attenborough off the board. David Bory on the board. Let's get to your first pick.
Just know that my heart is more in the second pick, but it's a disservice to not take him first round. I'm taking James Earl Jones.
I'm really glad that this was taken. This is exactly what I meant when I was like, it's disrespectful to both of them if they don't go.
Yeah. Moonlight Graham.
Yeah. They will come,
baseball.
Ray.
Baseball.
They will come.
Baseball, Ray.
Simba.
I can't participate in this podcast like I usually do.
Pickleball, Ray. There was always pickleball.
There was always pickleball.
Whoa.
That's not bad.
No, I've practiced.
Pretty good.
I practiced.
Pretty good.
It's my boudoir voice.
Can we get another? Give me another.
I have a Moroccan wood candle.
It's like you're eating the words as they're coming out.
That's
of
how he
mouth.
Does it. He always sounds like he's eating the food.
I have a Moroccan. Breathing.
it's like a lot of work for him to talk, it feels like.
Field of Dreams, probably his better performance, but Coming to America, probably the better movie.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, better performance. What's the metric? You know what I mean?
I don't know. That's a great question. Him saying, I'm going to beat you with this crowbar to Kevin Costner in Field of Dreams puts it over the top for me.
Okay. But remember that he was wearing a lion head shawl in Coming to America.
That's true.
And stepping on roses with his beautiful wife.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is also neck and neck for me. Yeah, it's pretty close.
There's this thing called the Vader Sessions where they dub over different lines from James Earl Jones movies all over Darth Vader and put
early
them in
the internet.
It's very tight. Yeah. It's like X-Jax did it or something. It was like the first viral video I think I ever saw. But it was very
funny. Because he played like a pimp in some movie from the 70s and then they just put his like pimp dialogue over Darth Vader.
Darth Vader's like, it was a long, wet, slow kiss. Fucking tight. And that part where he's choking him, he's like, your mama's going on a date. She's going on a date. She's going with me. God. Can you dig that? Is Darth Vader choking some dude?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I was tight.
Yeah, James Earl Jones, though. That's my pick.
He's got This Is CNN up his sleeve, too.
Which is good. CNN.
And it was. He was right.
It was. Yeah, no, that guy's got
still is.
It still is CNN.
Mm. It's like, he's got a voice where I'm like, yo, if you just put that in me right now, I don't think I could handle it.
Fuck no, dude.
Damn.
Like, I don't think it's for me. I don't think it's for me.
If you made me as fast as Usain Bolt, I'd figure it out. But if you gave me James Earl Jones' voice, no. I'd
That's
be a
exactly
fucking hermit.
What I'm saying. Where am I? Yeah. I'm going to go to the places I fucking go with that voice?
No.
Some swishers. Nobody gives a shit. I'm on the fucking bus talking like a king.
It would be. You just bring it back. I said no onions, didn't I?
What's a voice like you doing?
Yeah,
a voice like
what's
this?
Doing over here? Popeye's spicy.
That's like when fucking lottery winners go broke. You know what I mean?
That's exactly what would happen to me.
You can't give me that many resources that quickly.
Yeah, I'd make a soundboard.
Too much dip on your chip.
Yeah.
Too much dip.
I've never thought of James Earl Jones being like in a normal. That voice in a normal, like,
Can I get quarters without buying anything?
Like, no, that kind of situation. That's the funniest thing is he's just like at one point been like, have you seen my Reeboks? Like he does regular shit too.
He does do regular shit. All these fools do. I've never thought about
it. Does this yogurt smell funny?
I think the housekeeper is stealing. Oh, man. Yeah, James Earl Jones.
It's great, a great pick.
Hell yeah.
Oh, shit. It's time for my first pick. Damn. Three fucking heavy hitters off the board. So for my first pick, I'm going to go a slight left turn. I'm going to take Maya Angelou.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful fucking voice that I'm not going to attempt to do an impression of right now.
I'm not either, out of respect.
Nor am I.
No. I think we might hit the wall.
She's got such a fucking great voice. Like, just like a lot of, she sounds like someone who writes the way she writes, which is like, you know, which is like beautifully and eloquently and like dripping with,
like, dare I say, deliciously. It's like deliciously. A word I want to say when I hear her talk, but I'm like, that sound doesn't make any sense. But yeah, it does somehow.
Have you guys ever seen, I believe it was on the Big Gay Sketch Show, they had a sketch of Maya Angelou reading stuff from Craigslist?
No.
Solomon Giorgio sent it, that's showed so it to great. Me, and it's like one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
That's so funny. Yeah.
I tried to play a clip of it, and it has an ad before it, so I just ruined your podcast. He's like, listen, when I tried this other medication, it didn't work.
Yeah, don't
His
use
voice
that shit.
Sucks.
That guy's voice fucking sucks. We were with Maya Angelou, though.
Not taking it.
Saying it.
I'm sure she sounded lovely, but we had to let that man speak first, and I refuse.
Tale as old as time.
Keep wanting to try to do a Maya Angelou voice, but I can't try.
I just
want to
say like one word. I want to be like nectarine. I can't even do it. I'm not gonna do it.
A good word choice, I think.
I thought it. She would
beautiful word.
It. She would say nectarine so good.
Yeah. Let me see if I can find that, David.
Yeah.
Saskatoon.
Maya Angelou nectarine.
Saskatoon. No. Nope.
Try incognito.
Incognito. No, I can't.
Whoa.
It's not coming
it
up.
Goes, you know what happens to me is it goes all James Earl Jones.
Yeah.
Say Lithuania.
I don't. Come on, man. Let me. Okay. Right.
Lithuanian basketball team. I can't do it. No, it's weird. It's weird. It's not Maya Angelou at all. Listen. Just listen to Maya Angelou's voice.
And I'm
listen to her.
For that. I know enough to try to live what I know.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's a lot.
Whoa, that's a lot.
That's Oprah.
Yeah.
Stop saying pics.
Yeah. Sorry.
Maya Angelou's voice sounds like a creaky door opening to a room full of beautiful books with a fire going inside.
With like that yellow light bulb, like the yellowy light.
Yeah. An Edison bulb. Yeah, absolutely just in there. You're like, ooh, this room feels cozy.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that's Maya Angelou. That's my first pick. And with my second pick, I'm taking Alan Rickman.
Yeah.
Nice pick.
Great pick. Great
fuck,
pick.
Man, I
great
really, pick. I was so close to doing that first.
Sean
I really,
Alan Rickman, the Mr. Dude. Takagi.
Mr. Takagi.
Yes, sir.
So rad.
Mr. Potter.
No, it goes, I was like, it's a little quicker, lower point. So it's like, ho. Now I have a machine gun.
That's really
so
good.
Rad. Thank you.
Alan Rickman. He's a good to say his name.
His voice is like high but low. He has like the that's high
the
and then like the
the bubble gets me. I love it.
Yeah, like he's got something in his mouth.
I'll take a foot long spicy Italian on Italian herbs and cheese bread with mayonnaise, Mr. Potter.
Is the parking free on the weekends?
In Die Hard, when he gets his like, on the weekends, and he gets his teeth all tight. So yeah. It's so sick. I love that.
That was weird when he died. I wasn't expecting, I didn't know he was an old guy. I didn't know Alan Rickman was an old guy.
When did he die? Yeah.
He died like a few years ago. He just kicked the bucket out
and
of nowhere.
This is how I'm finding out?
Yeah, that's horrible. Through one okay and one pretty bad impression.
Voldemort killed him, is what happened.
He must not be
named. You didn't see that in the news?
I don't know anything about Harry Potter.
It's okay.
You should watch the movies when it gets cold out. It's fun.
Yeah.
You know what? I've been holding a grudge against it completely unfairly that it got included in ABC Family's 25 Days of Christmas because I don't think it's a Christmas movie and it bumped a lot of my favorites that you can only see around Christmas.
They're Christmassy.
You can have a Christmassy movie that doesn't make it a Christmas movie.
It's a Christmassy movie. It's not too far. You've not even seen it. How dare you sit there in judgment?
I just feel because it's not about Christmas.
She's just mad. I get it. She's mad because it bumped Friday After Next, right?
Yes.
That was bullshit.
It bumped Die Hard, my favorite Christmas film.
I agree that that's a Christmas movie.
You don't know Day Day. You don't know like I do. Oh, wait, that was next Friday.
You don't know Day Day like I do. Oh, that I was trying to do Alan Rickman, but I kind of did Maya Angelou.
That's by the end of this podcast, it's just going to be a milkshake.
That's how you get into Maya Angelou.
You're not the first person to say that.
That's like it's like Bane is if you just do a good Jimmy Stewart from it's a Wonderful Life, but with your hand over your mouth.
Oh, I'm on Ethan Ebb's house.
Zuzu's petals.
Look at that. Zuzu's petals.
My mouth's bleeding, Bert. My mouth's bleeding.
I was born in Pottersfield. You merely adopted to it.
Merry Christmas, you old building and loan.
I was born in Washington. You merely went there.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Alan Rickman, dude.
The Rickman.
A firsty-firsty nowny. Maya Angelou, Alan Rickman, I am typing. And David, it is time for your second pick.
It is time for my second pick. This is my heart pick, Rue McClanahan.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I love
Who's
it.
That? Who is that?
I don't know.
From Golden Girls?
Yeah.
Oh.
Big is Daddy. That,
who? Who does she play?
Blair.
Oh.
The Southern one.
Oh, okay.
Very
right.
Sexual.
Thank you.
Yeah. Of course.
I was just watching that
she's
episode.
She's getting laid all the time. It's pretty
she's
rad.
She's getting laid, dog. She's getting laid. I was just watching the episode where her dad comes and they hang out and like they're hanging out with her dad and then her dad has a younger woman than her and she calls her dad Big Daddy and I was just like,
oof.
It was a different time, Katie.
I know.
Don't be like
I'm
that.
Sorry.
Come on.
Oof. Big Daddy.
That's a totally reasonable oof.
What?
Yeah.
People call their dads different stuff. What if I called my dad Cool Papa?
Not that'd Big
tight,
Daddy. Dude.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd would be dang. Tight.
I'll call that dude.
I called my dad irresponsible.
I call my dad the pit bull every now and then.
Yeah, you do.
That's pretty cool.
Okay, Mr. 305.
No, it's a different kind of pit bull. It's the more traditional. It's the kind that you find more often in the 305, actually.
I think they're illegal.
Which is to say a mean Jew.
And sorry, I said Blair. I meant Blanche. Her name was Blanche.
Blanche
Devereaux, sorry. And she, like, I was just watching it, and she's got such a great, it's like, it makes you want to have a fun time. Like, somebody's talking to you with that voice, it's going to be good stuff. You know what I mean?
That voice is like, I'm making a couple drinks. I'm mixing some drinks.
Yeah. You can hear the clink, clink, clink in the back almost when she talks.
Exactly. She's got the swizzle stick in there.
It's almost sort of drunk already, which I like.
Yeah. She had a couple before you got there.
Yeah, because it's just, we're partying. I can't even do it. I can't even do it. But,
I can't
even
do it.
I love Rue McClanahan's voice.
I can't even do it. It's like, you don't even care.
Also,
it's
shout
like,
out to Blanche.
Shout out to Blanche.
Shout out to Blanche and Blair. I'm sure there's a Golden Girl Blair somewhere.
There's a woman named Blair who's in. Oh, shout out to Blair Saki. It's her birthday today.
Happy birthday!
Oh, happy birthday to her. Oh, she gets a happy birthday, Katie. Interesting.
I deserve it.
Damn.
But it's just so fast that it made me feel less like it was a joke.
Yeah.
And that's my burden to carry.
No, that one kind of felt like he just felt that way.
He just
I'm a beautiful jeweled scorpion, you know? I'm a fun to look at, but there is a stinger on the back. Let me think of a better.
I always forget.
I'm trying to think of maybe if there's a better metaphor for what
I
am.
No, I think you nailed that. Good. I like beautiful that. Jeweled scorpion.
A jeweled scorpion. Like it's sort of, you know, one of those ones with sort of an iridescent sort of.
Yeah, one of the ones from The Mummy.
Carapace. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's exactly what I was thinking.
A scarab?
I'm not on my game this episode. I don't know what it is.
No,
I don't
you're
know
doing
if I
can, great.
And I swam
you're
this
doing
morning.
Great. You're doing great. You're doing great.
We sure about that?
Yeah, I'm positive. Yeah.
All right.
Positive.
Because I'll re-record my whole part.
Yo, remember? Oh, without us? That's smart.
That'd be so
that's
fun really to do funny. When we can't respond or anything.
Just, you punch up your own audio track with the podcast.
Ian was really on.
Sorry, let me try that one again.
Let me run it back.
A lot of puns in Ian's thing now. It's weird. It's crazy. Yeah. He has an arc. Ian had an arc last episode.
Yeah, he had a whole episode arc.
Is Ian using writers? I feel like he's got a... There was a denouement.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no. I don't like Denny's at the mall. I like it better freestanding.
What about Lake Bell Bottoms? Huh?
What?
Oh, my God. Oh, boy.
Oh, okay.
She said, yay, yeah, can we get Denny's at the mall?
I said, of course we can. I have just enough money for both of us to get Denny's at the mall.
How do you know what I wanted to do for my birthday?
It's not really my birthday, but I tell them every time, and it works.
They don't know because they got a different person in there every time.
They don't give a
Denny's
shit.
And there's a lot of turnover. Speaking of, there's a lot of turnovers, too. Sean, time for your second pick.
Second pick, I'm going to go Jennifer Tilly.
Ooh,
okay.
I like a Jennifer Tilly. Yeah.
You like, yep.
You like a voice that's kind of up here?
Well, but also raspy, kind of. I don't know how she does it. It's a cool-ass voice.
Yeah, what was Jim Carrey's name in Liar Liar?
What the fuck was his name?
Stanley Ipkiss. Nope. Nope. That was the mask.
Good. Oh, what is
that?
Wow.
That was a
job.
Really good pull, though.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm pretty nice with it.
I can't remember what his name was. But anyway, yeah, she was... Her voice is just great.
The way she said his name in that movie, really.
Joe's wife in Family Guy. That's who Jennifer Tilly is, if you guys... Yeah. She was the bride of
Fletcher,
Chucky.
Fletcher Reed.
Yeah, yeah. Fletcher
Listen,
Reed.
Fletcher Reed. She's got like a raspy, but also like a baby doll in the back.
Yep. Holy
that's
shit.
That's almost like a, that's like a, what was a Chris, Jesus, my, I've lost the ability to remember names. That sounds a lot like the woman from Mother.
Chris Pine, you're wondering who you look like? Chris Pine?
I look like Chris Pine. Everybody says I look like Chris Pine. Who's the woman in Mother with Allison Janney, that actor, Anna? She was married to Chris.
Anna married to Chris Paquin? No.
No. She was married to the Chris from Jurassic World and
Anna Faris.
Anna Faris.
Anna Faris. That's a little Anna Faris-y too.
Oh, yeah, a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, she does have that weird, like, up at the top, like a cartoon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
She's that up here.
It's like the most refined version of all those. So, like, the coolest way to be, like, high pitchy and squeaky, but also raspy at the same time. I don't know how it happens, but she nails it, and it's awesome. I love it.
I get it, man.
Yeah. Yeah, Jennifer Tilly.
Jennifer Tilly. She's a professional
poker player. And now we know that Katie has a
now.
Good Jennifer Tilly on her, which I didn't know that.
Mm, I think she could work on it. I think I have some notes.
Katie has a good Anna Faris, though, for sure. That's a good Anna Faris.
Again, I think it's close. I just don't think it's there yet. We'll
I think
get there.
I think it's like a get you an SNL audition good.
Thanks.
It's getting dark in my house.
I know it is. You're starting to look like you broke in. Or that you're like, this is your confession that the house is haunted and we found the tape.
These are my confessions.
I was like, imagine if that's what Usher was talking about. He was just trying to tell us his house was haunted. Just when I thought the ghosts were gone, they came back. And they keep slamming the doors.
I am so scared.
I'm so scared. I think I heard a boo. These are my confessions.
Yeah, that's a little known fact. That's what my boo was about.
Yeah, I think
it was about
I
the
heard
ghosts that
boo,
haunt Usher's house. Yeah. Yeah,
and his past.
Yeah, Jennifer Tilly.
Jennifer Tilly, bruv.
JT.
Katie, time for your second and third picks.
Okay, so with my second pick, I'm going to take Doc Emmerich. Nothing.
Who's Doc Emmerich?
I don't know who that is.
So he's a play-by-play guy for hockey.
Oh.
So if you've seen any hockey, which it's okay if you haven't, it's
a
sport. It's his voice. You've heard it.
We're all big fans of the Montreal Canadiens.
No, we're not.
We're not?
Yeah.
No, they're the Bruins rivals. So we're Bruins fans.
We're big Bruins
fans. Who are the Bruins? The Broad Street
they're
Bullets.
It's Boston.
Enemy of the podcast, Mike Malloy's favorite team, I imagine.
Probably.
Doc Emmerich, I can't do his voice, so let me just try to pull it up. But he's
got... Can we
got,
each take a guess at what it sounds like, and then we'll see how close it matches
sure,
up?
Sure, yeah, let's hear what you
Sean,
think.
Sean, let's hear your Doc Emmerich.
Doc Emmerich?
Let's hear your stab at it.
I don't know how to do it.
Do you need hockey words?
I'm trying to think of some hockey.
He shoots, he scores.
He shoots, he scores.
Wow, man, you are... I get why you wouldn't watch hockey if you thought that's what was happening.
He passed the puck. He's been told to treat it like an egg, and so he's treating it like an egg. And then he shoots it. Oh, it bounced off the glass. And now there's two knuckleheads behind the glass fist fighting over a girl and some popcorn. And in the melee, he shoots. He scores.
Is this the Mighty Ducks?
That's got to be it.
It's the Mighty Ducks.
That's got to be it.
Ian, you want to take a stab at it? I know that's a tough act
Doc
to follow.
Emmerich. Doc Emmerich.
Make it different than mine. Oh, that sounded sarcastic, Katie. Thank you.
Stevie Eisenman skates up the crease and passes the puck to this Russian fucking guy. And the Russian fucking guy shoots at the goal and he fucking makes it. What the fucking do? It's a goal.
You can play that on Hockey Public Radio. They let 5-year-olds listen to that.
That's gotta be close, right? It's somewhere between what Sean and I did. David, you wanna?
David?
Oh, that's a hot stick.
So you watch hockey?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
That was it.
Yeah. No,
oh, that's a hot stick.
That's a hot stick.
Or right. He don't
sing him that sweet song, Troy.
He don't. He pat the puck to the other guy. And they, oh, that's a pat a pat. That's a
oh
pat
my
a puck,
God.
Like a pat
Jean-Luc
of butter.
Pierre scored a goal.
Now we'll see who is the closest. Too quiet.
Yeah.
Hold on. There'll be a better one. These are just clips.
What are you doing?
No, nope, I guess they're all gonna sound like that.
You work in media.
I know. I don't have the rights.
She's the talent, Dave.
Okay, this will be better. There's just a lot of gnat sound in hockey clips, so it's hard to you can't cut out the like slapping and the clacking. That's a sound effect.
Feeds it back to Green, challenged by a.
That's not him. Yes, it is.
One back over to Patrick Elias in front. Walton scores.
Did he get abducted by aliens?
Got in the way of that. Kovalchuk spun one across. Diving. Score! What a goal by Zubras! By Kuhlman. Every shift for the Leafs is not one of great risk taken. But here's a feed in front and a backhander score by McCammon.
Nothing. That does nothing for you guys. I'm seeing nothing happen on your faces.
Well, no, pretty much exactly what I did.
I like mine better.
Is it happening in traffic? What's that horn?
There's a line.
Heavy traffic on the ice, bro.
He's taking too long to order. No, so if you're a hockey fan, Doc Emmerich's voice is just synonymous with like hockey and excitement. And he's just this joy of a man. His name's Mike, but we call him Doc because we let him do surgeries.
I like it.
Sports surgeries.
I don't know. Any type that he wants.
If you're a hockey fan, stop eating your dinner off the floor and listen to Doc a little bit.
That's right.
That got me good.
All right, Doc Emmerich. I have to do another pick, right?
Excellent pick. Yeah, yes, you do.
Man, I thought you guys would pop a little bit for Doc Emmerich. Okay, so I'm going to take with my next pick. See, I want to take another British guy, but I don't think you can just. I'd be too stacked. I already have Attenborough, and I should just let that stand. I really want to take him, though.
Take him.
Nope. My next pick, I'm going to take Kristen Schaal.
Ooh.
Oh, that's
there you
a
go.
Great pick.
Oh,
nice.
That's a great pick.
Fantastic.
The only one of these whose phone number I have, probably.
Oh. You don't have Doc in your phone?
Doc Emmerich, Ian, it's Doc. How the hell are you?
Oh, yeah, I do. God, I do. That was him. He just called me.
Sorry, I called you during your podcast here, pal.
Who is Cowie taking?
Kristen Schaal, excellent
one.
She's
can anyone give it a shot?
No
way.
I don't think I could even. I've never tried it. It's like in her cheeks. She talks in her cheeks.
Yeah, she's like all in her cheeks. I can't do it. It sounds like a bad Jennifer Tilly.
That was insane. Was that the Joker?
Ian just talks like, you want to know how I got these scars?
You want to know how I got these scars?
Oh, my God. I always thought I was okay at impressions, and then this episode, I'm finding out I'm terrible at all of them.
You see, that's a Joker poster I'm holding up for this audio medium.
Why so serious?
Wait, I just love that Sean just, like, hey, Katie, check it out. And then just put it right away.
Yeah,
it's not hanging up.
No, it's not on a wall.
No, it's just on hand, ready to be shown. Hey, check out this poster. I'm going to put it away now. And then he rolls it back up into whatever tube from whence it came.
Any woman lucky enough to see the inside of my bedroom about 15 years ago saw one of these unframed on the wall. So
sick.
That is
insane.
Don't worry about it.
Sick. Congrats to her.
Yeah. Congrats to Kelly Jordan.
I don't know how to do it. I want to do a Kristen Schaal, but I don't do voices very well. That's kind of the running bit on sports. But they're doing all right, Neil Carmel.
Sports.
Our special, and I am just thrilled to be sharing it with you in San Francisco.
It's so unique.
It is.
This is my first stand-up special. And I'm thrilled. I sound too much like I'm doing a baby.
No, you did.
I don't
know. You
fine.
Do good voices. I don't think you do bad voices.
Babies
I think
can't
you're
talk.
Actually good at
so
it.
I don't know where you got
Whoa,
that.
Whoa! But if they could.
Yo, he got it though.
Kristen Schaal, a voice for babies everywhere.
We're a baby truther podcast. We think babies can talk. Actually,
let
a lot
them
of us.
And they speak, just, cowards.
And they choose not to.
And how come they're not paying taxes?
Kristen, my favorite joke. Hey, why aren't they paying taxes?
I don't know.
My favorite Kristen Schaal joke is. I like a man with a great sense of humor about his insanely huge dick.
So good.
That's rad.
Especially now that we know she's the voice for all babies. It's even funnier.
This podcast has been complicated about boners.
Babies were most of the people who were most recently in dicks. So like, it kind of makes sense.
Not most recently.
They are dick adjacent.
Mm-hmm. We're tackling some shit on this one.
Yeah, we're getting
solving some problems. Tearing down some walls.
Sean Jordan, he's on this podcast. I am so far unidentified, but Sean Jordan, time for your third pick.
My third pick is going to be Snoop Dogg.
There you go.
A good one.
I think Snoop Dogg has an amazing voice. Not just when he's rapping, obviously, but just like in general, listening to that man talk is sick.
I watch him go live sometimes. It's so
just
good.
Just makes you feel cool. He's one when you hear him, you're like, am I cool just because I can hear him? Does it make me cool?
It does.
It
the
doesn't.
Answer is no, but it is it a doesn't. Question we've all asked. Yeah.
Dude, I used to have a Snoop Dogg bandana.
Yeah, I'll buy that.
It said Snoop Dogg
all
over it.
Oh, the one with like the I's or the O's?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I know exactly
what
you're talking about.
That logo was on there like 50 times. And,
I know what it is.
One night at the skating rink, this dude came up and he's like, you think you're Snoop Dogg? And then he held my head right next to some dog shit and then started laughing. And then
what?
An older gangster.
Did he say, I don't think it's nice, but did he say Snoop Dogg shit?
Side or something like he said something that was I was terrified that he was gonna rub my face in the poop and then he laughed. He's like, I'm just kidding. I was like, were you? Because that was terrifying, dude. It was a huge guy.
Gang life, man.
I deserved it. I thought I was
I'm sorry. All right. It was funny. Everyone else was laughing, and you were the only person who thought it wasn't funny. And this is not the first time you've brought it up on the podcast. And all right, I'm finally gonna speak my side of the story.
Yeah. It's just a Raz, Sean. Roll with it.
Daz and Corrupt were fucking cracking up.
They
Corrupt
did laugh. They did laugh. They did laugh a lot. Yeah. They did laugh a lot.
Yeah, man, Snoop. He's got an icy voice, and I love it.
Yep.
Great pick. Great pick.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg.
Thanks, bro.
David, time for your third pick.
Wanda Sykes.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Larry.
I don't even have one on me. I left it all at home. I don't have any Wanda Sykes on me, but that's a good voice, man.
She's got a great fucking voice.
Yeah.
Her yelling at Larry David.
So funny.
It's one of my favorite fucking things.
Or just like in Pootie Tang. Hey, Pootie. Oh, it's so great. Yeah. I love her. I just want to hear her talk all the time.
When I was doing JFL 42 in Toronto, they had me like hosting all the shows on the big stage. And
I love a pre-laugh. That's how I know.
Wanda Sykes had the best green room spread I've ever seen in my entire life.
I bet. What was it?
It was like every food. It was like she had like chicken wings, chicken fingers, mini quesadillas, nachos, like every fucking food you would ever want. I think there was a mac and cheese tray in there.
I was going to say fried mac and cheese balls.
Yeah. There was like any food you fucking wanted, like and like pizzas and everything.
Salad with no dressing?
No, that was the only. I had my own though. That was my
pocket.
Dry salad.
Dry salad. Damp salad.
Seth Meyers like had like one radish on a plate, like in his. Nobody else had it, but she had like the dopest spread. And after she left, guess who got to slide in there and eat his fill like the fucking rat in Charlotte's Web? It was me.
Oh man,
DMX, wasn't it?
It was me and DMX.
That would not be the first time you guys got down on some mini quesadillas, though.
Absolutely not. No.
What about this?
No, no.
What about Capri's Witherspoon?
All right.
Okay. Yeah. They're still good. Yeah. They're still good.
Wanda does that. She, you know what voice she does really well is when you do the like, remember when, and like you go up a little.
Yeah.
Wanda
does
so well. When she's
she puts herself on the top shelf.
Yeah, she can go like, what are you talking about? Like she'll come down the stairs at you.
Oh, yeah. She does that voice where it's like, you can feel her squinting at you as she's talking.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Love it.
Incredulity.
She's so funny, man.
She's good at incredulity.
Indeed.
Incredulity.
Yeah, man.
Who's that? I'll pick him for my next pick.
Ian Carmel ordering a small soft serve at a Dairy Queen on Beaverton Hillsdale Highway.
I'm in a weird mood. I'm very dehydrated, and I ate too early before this podcast. But I'm not going to get up and get any water. This is what we're going to do. I'm just going to keep getting weirder.
Just sweat through it.
It's time for my third and my fourth picks. My third pick, Kathy Bates.
Got it.
Oh, yep. Got a good one.
I'm a big Kathy Bates fan.
Got it.
Yeah.
KB.
I need to hear it.
Kathy Bates has come up a few times on this show, and it's so fun.
She's always great, man.
Being a part of a show where Kathy Bates comes up.
Well, she's part of the all and the everything, you know, and one of my fantasies.
The alpha and the omega.
Yeah. Kathy Bates, a fried green tomato Kathy Bates I'll take, you know. I'll take her in anything, though.
Is that your favorite Kathy Bates vehicle?
Probably fried green tomatoes.
She's got a real good American Horror Story voice, where she plays like a Creole. She's got like a Creole character. It's very good.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
I liked her in Primary Colors.
She's great in that.
She's so good in that movie. The one with Clinton, right?
The one about Bill Clinton, quote unquote, but like is Bill Clinton, yeah.
I'm going to watch that.
She put out a YouTube video called The Best of Kathy Bates.
Yeah.
Let her do the talking.
They got somebody else in there?
It's like Kathy Bates has played many roles and through. No. Okay, let her tell. Show me some of them. You wrote Best of Kathy Bates. She's got a good voice.
In all of us, you know, the most fun we had as kids was when we played dress up and pretended and we could be anything we wanted. They call it a play. They call it a screenplay. You say, I play a role. It's always play.
Okay, I don't know what she's talking about, but I do. I like the way
that Ian did a deep Kathy
when
Bates stuff.
You play games. Game time. Game stop. Game stop.
She doesn't even know that's on the internet.
That's just a voicemail she left Ian.
Wait.
Kathy Bates, though, I think it's a great pick.
A great pick.
I don't care what Sean says.
She's got auntie voice.
The swearing, Paul.
Nope.
Yeah. I'm with you.
I was trying to play a clip from her from Misery, but I think it's too quiet. Yeah, she sounds like an aunt. But when she does like a southern accent, It's fucking fantastic. I just love Kathy Bates.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah.
Yeah, Kathy Bates fucking rules.
You think if she had a butler, the butler would call her...
All right.
Master Bates?
No. Not today, sir. You have an Emmy.
Master Bates, what can I get you?
I think he might call her that.
Oh, man.
Time for my next pick. I have to take him. I love it. I don't know if anyone would call it a good voice, but I'm taking Paul Giamatti.
Yeah.
I
just love that. That's a good voice.
I love that little hedgehog.
Give me some Giamatti, please.
Well, throughout the draft, there's been a lot of different picks. There's been a lot of different picks. But when Ian took Kathy Bates and he tried to pull up a clip of her talking in Misery, everybody talked over the clip, and then nobody got to hear Kathy Bates from Misery.
I don't know if I lost. I may have lost it at the end.
Give me some deep Chuck Rhodes.
I thought that was what that was.
Oh, no, that's high Chuck Rhodes.
Deep Chuck Rhodes.
Yeah.
Deep Chuck Rhodes.
That's it. It's got the little thing at the top.
He doesn't know what's coming for him. He doesn't know. He crossed.
He sounds like the Joker.
He does. You want to know how I got these scars?
Is every male voice just the Joker?
Hate to break it to you, Katie. I didn't even want to tell you.
Had to find out sometime.
Every male is just kind of the Joker.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm gonna wail on you like Roy Jones Jr. at the Detroit at the Auburn Fieldhouse in 1993.
Yes, perfect. Yep. That's a line straight out of Billions. Reference something I know someone somewhere understands, and therefore I feel left out.
Sean has a word for it that I think is perfect.
Threatophores. That's what Billions is filled with threatophores.
Yeah.
I love. God, such a fucking good show.
About the flaming lips.
About
a Bon Jovi concert. And you're like,
playing it in the garden.
He's not gonna know what hit him. It's gonna be like Lindsey Buckingham at the fuck at that 1942.
It's like all that. It's a pop culture figure in a specific place in a specific year.
It's a turducken.
I saw Springsteen at the Garden, but it's not gonna be Springsteen. It's gonna be Bon Jovi doing cocaine in the green room at the Garden.
I like it.
That was my Bobby Axelrod.
Yeah, I liked it.
It's good.
Thanks.
It's good.
Yeah, man. Paul Giamatti. I love it. James Adomian has like the best Paul Giamatti impression I've ever heard. But I just love any movie he's in. I love when he gets loud and I love when he gets quiet. He's an AC/DC. Yep. I love him at both ends of the spectrum.
Dude, CB4. Fucking Straight Outta Compton. Killer and Straight Outta Compton.
Eric.
Definitely not CB4.
Eric, don't do this. Eric, they're lying to you. Eric, they're lying to you. I helped you. It was me, Eric.
I don't know about all that. David, time for your fourth pick?
My fourth pick. Was I ready? No, I wasn't. I was lost in the dulcet tones of your last pick, but that doesn't matter because I'm taking Eartha Kitt.
Oh, great pick.
Yeah, come on, man.
Great fucking
pick.
Come
on, man.
Come on, man. And Boomerang? Marcus, darling. Oh, man. It gives me the willies in a good way.
Her voice sounds like a spider walking, but in a sexy way.
Yeah, like up your back, but down your back too to your boner.
Yeah.
What?
I thought we were talking about boners now.
I have been doing such a good job.
I've been keeping
boners out of my mouth, and you're out here just every other minute dropping bones.
That's not how many bones I dropped, and you know that.
You're dropping bones. You're just out here.
You know I didn't
wood.
Drop that many bones. I just want you guys to think I'm cool. I don't even care about the listeners. I just want to be fucking have fun with my friends and talk about boners sometimes. I know I made that arbitrary rule. I wanted to sound grown up because of the Moroccan wood.
What's a boner?
It's a skeleton. It's a fun name for a skeleton. Don't you worry
about it,
Sean.
Something you play with little kids with.
Yeah, throw it in the closet.
Something little kid shows you when you're babysitting.
Yeah. Your nephew's friend showed you.
Harsh. Took a turn.
Eartha Kitt.
Eartha Kitt's voice is fucking amazing. It's classy and like... I don't know. There's really something about it.
There's something about a voice that can somebody who could get away with saying darling a lot.
Darling.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I can't do it. I don't got it. Hey, darling. You want to pass the Pizza Hut?
She sounds like if America had like a posh class, Eartha Kitt would sound like one of those people, I feel
She almost sounds like a Boston Brahmin.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with the Boston Bruins.
Your favorite hockey team. Sure.
My favorite hockey team.
You guys sure know how to make someone regret a pick.
Yeah, no
we
problem.
Love them and we hate the Montreal Canadiens. We hate them.
How do we feel about the Quebec Nordiques?
They are defunct, and that's why
we love
them.
Yeah, no, that's the joke, because they're the Colorado Avalanche. Fuck me, right, guys?
Look at you.
Boner, 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 boner. I picked fucking Eartha Kitt, dog.
It's a good pick. You. Please stop yelling.
Yeah. I'm just excited to be here with you guys.
This is
boner,
fun.
Boner, 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 boner. All you hear about these days are boners. But what's really inside a boner? We take a look. And then, and it goes from there.
I'm not going to write the whole thing. Eartha Kitt, Sean, time for your fourth pick.
JFK.
Okay.
I like it. I like that weirdo. I like it. I think that's a good pick.
Yep. I like JFK's voice, man. It's fun. Sounds distinguished.
We are going to the moon in this decade.
Yeah, he sounds kind of trashy though too, which is fun.
Not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Like a boner.
I bet you he said that a couple times when they were writing.
Oh, that dude said boner for sure.
I feel like he feels like the source material for a lot of people who end up playing with a Boston accent in a movie. I feel like people listened to him, because it feels like everyone's doing an impersonation of his accent, which is a weird accent.
Which is not like a Boston. What is his accent exactly?
I think it's a Boston, but like light. It's like he's not trying to do, it's like rich Boston.
Right. That's what it seems
Boston.
Like.
It's the money that you hear jangling in his mouth that makes it sound a little different. It's like Nantucket opposed to.
There's a girl on Raya who's a Kennedy, and her name is Kick. Kennedy,
huh?
Why would you invite that sort of emotion into your life?
They call her Kick.
That's a sentence. Kennedy. Kick Kennedy.
Kennedy. It's better than shoot Kennedy, which happened a couple times.
Kicked him with a bullet, I did.
It's a lot better than assassinate Kennedy.
That's way better. Which is like
easier to say, fits on the back of a jersey.
Now that name would be a surprise to see in the old family tree.
It sure would be. You call her ass for short? That's tough. Ass Kennedy.
Whoa.
Oh, David.
Whoa, is a robot lock again? What is that noise?
I don't know what happened, dude.
David's wiling out.
The CIA from 1968 just hacked into All Fantasy Everything to get us from making fun of Kennedy.
I don't even have anything to say about it.
Wow. Now we welcome our fifth guest, Khrushchev. Nikita Khrushchev is here.
Welcome, Sputnik.
You found the on switch. We had to talk about 50s CIA humor. 60s, not 50s, 60s.
That's fine. This podcast, I don't think, is any of our best.
1964?
He was never...
Sounds right to me.
Sean thinks Kennedy was assassinated. That's funny.
Before they flew him to the moon is what I'm saying, dude.
Thank you.
I'm just saying, jet fuel doesn't melt steel, bro. Right. So that's all I got to say. Jet fuel don't melt steel.
I don't know what's happening.
Most people don't, bro. Open your mind's eye. All right, you got to wake up.
All right, final sniper round? No, that's not correct.
Well, no, Katie, we get to your fourth pick first.
Oh, okay. So, all right, I gave myself a pep talk coming into this thing that I was going to pick this person, even though I know none of you are going to know who it is. But then that Doc Emmerich pick just bombed so bad that I don't want to pick another voice that you guys don't know.
Yeah.
This is a woman who does NPR. She does like This American Life sometimes. Her name is Zoe Chase.
Oh, I don't know Zoe Chase off top.
She has the most interesting sounding voice. The first time I heard it, it just sounds really smart and she enunciates well, but she has this like little twang of an accent and her voice is really deep.
Whoa.
Okay.
I'm going to try to find it. I don't know if it'll come across well, but...
Pickled pigs for yeet. Is that what she sounds like?
It's close.
Pickled pigs.
Let me see if this is queued up. I tried to do this beforehand, so it wouldn't be a...
I would not mind a whole... Okay, you got it.
It's probably helpful in telling this story to remember for a second what politics was like before today. And how different and formal and quaint things used to sound.
Ladies and gentlemen...
She just has this, like... It's, like, in the back of her throat. Yeah, but it's not in an annoying way. And she's like... How different. She has this like little bit of like a wah in her voice.
She's got a vocal deep fry.
Yeah, she sounds... I could listen to her talk about anything. Yeah. Like this is a... I specifically remember this episode and it was about Newt Gingrich and like really, who cares? But she's just really smart and her voice is like butter in my ears.
Pretty bad guy there.
That's who I wanted to pick.
No, it was great. It was fantastic. Good.
Should I still pick it?
You should still pick it.
You picked it.
Okay, what's her name again?
Zoe Chase.
Oh, yeah. Zoe Chase getting some shine.
All right. And your final pick, lightning round.
Oh, my God. I have to do it back to back.
Lightning.
Michael Caine.
I picked Michael Caine.
Damn. Okay. I didn't even think of that. Yeah. Damn, that's good.
That's who I was thinking of when you were like, if you say their name, I can only do an impression of their name.
Number two.
Or Michael Caine. Yeah.
Michael Caine.
You were only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
Blow the bloody doors off.
And he don't do the broken voice. And he don't do the broken voice. Shout out to the trip. Sean, your final pick?
Mila Kunis.
Really?
If you Google iconic voices,
It comes up. People do feel that way.
She has a great voice. It's deep.
That sounds like a real Joker poster unframed pick to me.
But my man is a Joker from. He's an unframed Joker poster.
What's weird that you bring it up, because I have an unframed Joker poster right here. Katie, check it out. It's an unframed Joker poster upside down. But it's like you're seeing it for the first time because it's upside down. You see that. Mm-hmm. Do you want to know how he got the scars? Because I wrote a book on it. It's a graphic novel I wrote about how he got the scars.
I think the word is manifesto.
Yeah.
Sean, your list of picks seems like a list you turn into a teacher on who you want to do a research project on.
I don't know, Mila Kunis or JFK? I don't know. Can I just fucking do it?
Snoop Dogg? I don't know. David, time for your final pick.
Angela Bassett.
Oh, that's great.
I was going to pick Angela Bassett. I guess I should have.
Smooth.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Absolutely.
And like kind of angry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in a way that's like coming from a place of care.
Yeah. Or like when she's burning up her husband's shit.
Or that, yeah.
They started that business together. Passion. In Phoenix.
She got a passionate voice.
Ooh, or when she got her groove back. Anyways, Angela Bassett. Was my
pick. I remember when she got her groove back. That was tight. My final pick, Vin Scully. Former voice of the Dodgers. Yes.
Yep.
God, we're not forgotten.
God, you guys are so... everybody knows the baseball guy.
Yeah.
I mean, diversify your portfolio. Wow, that just fell out of my mail.
Okay, Mom.
Oh, my God. Diversify your portfolio.
This is free, Katie.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
You should get a job in sports. You should get some kind of job in sports media. That's what I think.
Oh, wouldn't that be neat? But then, everybody would have to yell about how much I get paid.
Yeah.
No.
Give some of it back.
Yeah. I must as a lady. I'm sorry. Did I take this? I thought it was mine.
Oh, that's too bad that you did
I'll give
that.
It back.
Oh. Ugh. You didn't even play the sport, for God's sake.
No, I didn't.
Jesus. I mean, me neither, because I was fat. But like, it's but
that's
I could've.
Different. But that's
I
different. Could've. You could have. I couldn't. No matter how hard I try.
Yeah, are we talking about backgammon? That is a game for men.
It's a tough sport. Tough sport. Backgammon.
Everybody knows that's for dudes, guys.
Back fat gammon. We play back fat gammon, which is a.
There's very few things in quarantine that I'm like, that was my moment today. That was a good moment. And I think diversify your portfolio is going to be it for
that's
me.
That's good.
Just so you guys know, that's the peak of my day today, which is what, Thursday? What is today?
Monday?
Monday.
Thursday this comes out.
Oh, then today is Thursday somewhere. Let's all drink.
It's Thursday somewhere. All right, run the recap. I'm sorry.
Ken, we will.
Katie, you went first. You took David Attenborough, Doc Emmerich, Kristen Schaal, Zoe Chase, and Michael Caine.
A great
Sean,
team.
You went second. You took Morgan Freeman, Jennifer Tilly, Snoop Dogg, JFK, and Mila Kunis. David, you went third. Kunis.
Like something that grows on a foot.
Mila Kunis. It's a bonus pick. Mila Kunis.
It's a booner.
Mila Kunis, live in Redondo. David, you went last or third. You took James Earl Jones, Rue McClanahan, Wanda Sykes, Eartha Kitt, and then Angela Bassett.
Stand behind it.
I went last, and I took Maya Angelou, Alan Rickman, Kathy Bates, Paul Giamatti, and Vin Scully.
Great teams all around. It's going to be very hard for Mel Kiper to figure out who won this.
I'm sure he'll figure it out.
I feel like he's got a lot of time
to kill. Oh, no, just okay.
To do whatever it is he fucking does. Give me a B minus on my birthday. It was my fucking birthday, and he dropped a B minus on me.
Look, it's not about off the field issues. He doesn't let it affect it. It's what happens within the sidelines.
I'm just going to say, and maybe this is related to Mel Kiper or not, I bought a sword, all right? I bought a sword. Oh. We left a lot of good ones on the board, didn't we, though?
Joe
Matthew
Rivers.
McConaughey, Dennis Haysbert.
Kasem. Yeah, Casey
Vincent
Kasem.
Price.
Yeah.
Casey Kasem.
Oh, Casey Kasem.
It's all the Joker.
Oh, Rick
Dees. He was like up here, but I guess that sounds like the Joker too. I'm Casey Kasem.
Ooh,
Casey Kasem.
Joan Rivers. I had John Turturro.
Barack Obama. We left him on the board.
Yeah, that's a good one. Holly Hunter.
Joan Rivers did the thing where she would breathe in the middle of a sentences and then struggle to get the rest out because it's like a child, like a toddler telling a story.
Anti-Semitic. Anti-Semitic impression.
I didn't watch it. And I would never.
The Sutherlands, both Donald and Kiefer.
Oh, yeah. Those are good ones. Yeah.
Katie, that was a great Joan Rivers, by the way.
Thank you
that
so
was
fantastic. Much. What about Shatner?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Bill Shatner.
There's something on the wing, which is genuinely how I went back and watched that episode. That's genuinely how he says it, which
That's
is a ridiculous, not the right amount of horror for what's happening.
And people are like, that's one of the scariest episodes of television ever. But it's fucking it's William
hilarious.
Shatner.
It's yeah, so
it's hilarious.
Funny.
There's a little, there's a dude in $14 worth of like costume.
Ooh, that
the wig of a plane in the studio. Ah, showbiz talk. We could do it all day. Man. But David, you got to go.
Wait, Cate Blanchett.
Oh, yeah, that's a
Shout
great
out
one.
Cate Blanchett.
Cardi B.
And Reba. I like the way Reba talks.
Oh, Reba. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Reba's
that's
got a good
voice. Sass.
Oh, wait, and Ed Ogeron. That's the one who should have gone.
Oh, no, 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 no,
no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
Can you just say crocodile or alligator?
Whole crocodile got the alligator, got a crocodile. They don't trust that crocodile alligator COVID-19.
Nice. Good.
Shout out to really? Taylor and Keegan, James Crowley, and Brian Flynn. What's up, y'all, Nick?
Mr. Crowley! Shout out to whoever suggested this. It was on Twitter. It was this week. I can't remember your name. I'm dehydrated. We want to hear yours. Hit us up at All Fantasy Pod on Twitter, allfantasypodcast@gmail.com. Shout out to everyone at All Fantasy Everything Patreon. Thank you so much for holding us down. Shout out to everyone on the All Fantasy Everything subreddit. Y'all are rad. Shout out to super producer Marissa Melnick. Do you have a pick for us, Marissa? Favorite voice?
The first idea that came to mind was actually Ian Carmel, because I think you have a very great energy in your voice and just the range alone. I mean, you've showed it this episode too, and just the range of voices you could do.
Thank you so much.
That's not fair. This is bullshit. I didn't pick my boyfriend.
Song.
I thought we weren't picking people that we knew.
Thank you.
Yeah, he does have an
amazing
voice.
It's like 80% of the reason why I wanted to date him. I was like, can you just talk? And now I'm like, will you shut the fuck up?
He's just telling you to take a shower. I mean, you know, you said you can't remember the last time.
You know what, Sean? That got too real.
It was a
now,
shower
at
joke.
Least now the people will know why we're mean to you.
Yeah. That's a her joke, not a you joke.
You let them hear the real you. Finish up, Ian.
All right.
Katie, just on behalf of All Fantasy Everything, I'm sorry about that. David, I'm sure you feel the same way.
I haven't smiled yet. I'll be nervous about this for the rest of the night.
David, I'm sure David...
No, I absolutely need to shower. I'm disgusting. It just hurt. That's all.
Shout out to Super Producer Marissa. Shout out to her pick, Ian Carmel. I will remind everyone, a voice with range and timber. Timber, a voice of timber. Shout out to Saint Sue Carmel. I love you, Ma. Shout out to Frankie
yeah,
Ocean.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to Sid the Dude. Shout out to Haji Beats. Shout out to fucking...
Ashley Brayband.
Ashley Brayband. Shout out to Ashley Brayband. Shout out to Steve. Shout out to their kid. What's their kid's name? Aloysius?
Yes.
Yeah, Aloysius Brayband, dude. Hell shout yeah. out to you. Already in the NHL, getting, you know, skating circles around another NHL player. I know
nice.
A bunch of them. We all do.
Good.
Connor McDavid. There we go.
Yay! Good job!
Patrick Waugh.
Patrick Waugh. Make sure you listen to sports with Katie Nolan, and make sure you turn in for the rest of Kate-tober. And one of the episodes might even be in November. So keep tuning Woo-hoo! In to the Katie Nolan residency. And more important than all of that, tune in again next week for another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
Shaklockity!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.